No time to say goodbye. I broken glass. Odd how some things never moved and others never moored. In exchange, I, a molten core, with unbearable pouring against the pains, giving way finally to the body, not taken, given, I, in the mouth of God, dark angels after nightfall, lift grief into the golden rim of clouds under a vibration of wings, grateful for the aftermath of sun, for prayers that were never answered. Be untied, broken from a constellation, let go like a bow across the strings, to be chastened by the dark, bound by what doesn't reach, spilled, hounded by the need to give in, to give what nothing one has, a sound or a vibration of waves for a force that drove the waves in, that turned upon itself and drove them out as well, both heaven and hell. In exchange, gave up food and sleep, the body's rib cage, whatever, not keep. The body, yes, but more than that. Everything I had and couldn't hold, faces that are gone, the nakedness of birth, its exertions bound with cloth, worn and torn from another life, music pulled under by its current in the night lake, dark with crimson, boat and bird and broken. Sky swallowed a seagull that walked through her body. White feathers, gray, yellow eye in a dark wave without bottom, drowned in flight, clouds sieving the night, while the bird tumbled in depth like a stone, many stones making for shore, moonlight and waves, wing over wing, a language for disappearing. I come to you now through the distance without fear, wearing bracelets of fire, release my past that burned with its bright life. Ash drifts through the gate on the road of wind and wheels, billows falling into the world, upward and down through the clouds that take me into their changes. I come smudged by absence, dark with desire for the invisible body between us, below your palm, above my clavicle, for the center of fire, catching emerging tendrils flashing on the water, your face and corolla, your dawn, dissolve me. Thank you. have found you in the late winter storms and the rising of years, and come when you call. I have heard you calling upon the sea, where my words sweep like a net through the moonlit surfaces of water, shining like copper and silver implements. I have washed you in my hands and hung the towels, unlocked the doors, opened the windows where I hear your voice, gone into absolute darkness, into a new atmosphere. I have climbed a staircase of notes and ascended the sky's road, crossed bridges of clouds lit by dying stars.